We're waiting for my guest to get here. Today I have on, maybe I should do these intros every time. You guys let me know what you think. I have Graham K on, who's a good friend of mine. Goalie, used to be a goalie, Misfits fan, very funny comedian. Canadian, which is my favorite breed. I feel crazy, about to get my period, feel very dysregulated. You know what I was thinking about? I'll tell you, because you don't know, because there's nobody there. Before I get my period, I lose my shit and get really, like, cagey and feel like everybody's a scary monster who's against me. Like, I can do fine on stage, and I'm like, I bombed, I suck, I'm terrible. Or somebody's like, hi, and I'm like, I know I'm fat, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to say that so many times to my face. And they're like, no, I think you're really beautiful. And I'm like, you don't have to say that I'm ugly to everybody you know. I saw you doing it. And they're like, I've never even met you. And I'm like, I know you sent all those letters out to everybody saying that I'm a stupid, ugly, fat pig. And they go, you're crazy. I need to get away from you. And I go, see, I knew it. I knew you were against me, plotting my demise. Anyway, what I realized is, in order to avoid that, I used to think that you had to, like, surround yourself with loving people, like, during that time, like, during your PMS time, you had to be like, well, I just need people who are going to be nicer to me. I don't think that's the case. I think the case is complete isolation. I really believe this. Red tent style. Because I think you're supposed to be alone. Like, I feel that very much. And when I'm alone, I'm not really spinning out. Like, all other weeks, if I'm alone, I'm spinning out. I'm having intrusive thoughts. I'm freaking out. I think I'm going to kill myself. But when I'm alone, when I'm PMSing, it's very luxurious and very, like, sad and weepy and TV and baths and stuff like that. Very romantic almost, but by myself. And I think that's crucial. I think your body is being like, you need to get everybody away from you because we're harvesting an egg. And we have to mourn for the loss of the child you didn't have. I don't know what the biology is, but I do think that's the trick. I think if you have PMDD, like I do, before your period, you have to isolate. I always felt against this. Not against it, but I always felt like it was like, don't isolate, surround yourself with friends. I don't think that's the case. You're sleepy, you're weird, you're off. I think that's creative time, right? I mean, the only person who doesn't piss me off right now is Coyote. And she doesn't talk. She's quite good for the PMS. She's a little fat right now. Because I've been doing this thing. That's the reason why I had to cancel Europe that I still can't tell you guys about. But it's really cool. So my friend Nellie has been watching her, shout out. And boy howdy, when she texts me the other day and goes, I gave Coyote lunch and dinner. I was like, uh-oh. And Coyote's gotten quite fat. She's gained a couple pounds. She's not very fat, but she's a little rotund. She doesn't eat lunch and dinner. We don't eat lunch. None of us. Nobody in my household eats square meals, okay? We eat at midnight together on the floor. Let's not be crazy. Other than that, what else is going on? I just feel weird. I feel weird. I'm in a bad loop. I'm in a weird loop. I think everybody else is better than me. I think I'm bad. I don't know what it is. I think a big part of it was I had to do this photo shoot and they dressed me up. They were like, well, we have to put you in these clothes. And they were really feminine clothes. And it really fucked me up. And it was actually my worst nightmare. And it felt like, remember when you were in middle school and your parents would like make you try pants on and you were like, well, I'm getting the pants I want. And they were like, just put these on to make me happy because I'm spending all this time here. And you're like, okay. And you put them on and they were like, I love it. But they were so bad and they were low rise and your poofa was hanging out and you were, and they had rainbows on it or something. And you were like, this is so fucked up. Get these out of it. And they're like, I'm going to buy them. And you're like, no. That's what it felt like. So that's tough. It's really hard for me to be in makeup. And it's really hard for me to have photos taken. Especially in girly clothes. It felt like, I was like, I would rather be naked. I would rather be naked. And I hate being naked. I would rather be naked so that at least my weird body would portray itself accurately than wearing a weird girl outfit. I didn't like it one bit. ugh. And, you know, like, women try and bond with women, which is hard for me. Like, if it had been a guy, I would have been like, yo, you need to, like, give me a white t-shirt and a freaking flannel if you're gonna give me something fancy in the men's section. But it was a woman, so she was like, oh, you're beautiful, which makes me then go like, thanks. And then she thinks that I'm having a good time, but I'm not having a good time. I just know that's how women communicate. And we go, thanks. And I wasn't able to be like, and then, yeah, it was just crazy. Anyway, so I'm feeling weird about that. I'm not feeling weird about that. I just feel weird in general. It's because I'm about to get my period and OCD ramps up. And I've been stuck in these loops where I'll be like, if somebody doesn't say something exactly right, I kind of try and force them out of it so that I can get the ritualistic exact right thing said, which is difficult to subject somebody to. So I need to isolate a little bit, hide. What else has been going on? I haven't been depressed. Luckily, it's not depression. I was in a very bad depression. I pulled out of it. I have just been very dysregulated. And when you get dysregulated, when you're in loops and you feel crazy, like my intrusive thoughts the other day were so bad that I was like around these famous people and I was having the intrusive thought that I was going to bite one of them. So I just bit down on my tongue the whole time to make myself feel better. And then, I bit a hole through my tongue. I wasn't bleeding or anything, but the next day it was really, it was a hole. So, not ideal. And I realized the intrusive thoughts was because I had eaten bad sushi and I was kind of getting diarrhea, which can increase the intrusive thoughts because you start panicking and you're like, why am I panicking? Oh, it's because I'm crazy. And then you think you're going to bite somebody. When in reality, if I had just shit, I would have been fine. But I couldn't shit because there were famous people around. So I bit my tongue. Anyway, I shouldn't be legally allowed to be legal. What else? OCD is at an all-time high. Oh, Graham just got here. That's that text message. I'll have them let him in. I wonder what we're going to talk about. I don't know. I don't know if he has depression or anxiety or anything. He's a stud. He's a lady killer. I know that. He opens for Bargatze a lot. He's very funny. He's going to come in here. I kind of was attracted to him for a couple years, but then we got close and I realized he's a little baby. That always happens with comedians. I'm like, could I fuck them? And then, oh, I'm like, could I fuck them? And then I'm like, no, they're small. That was crazy that I opened Instagram without even wanting to do that. That was fucked up. I didn't even want to do that. I just opened it because I looked at my phone to see the text. Fucked up. Come in. Hello. We're rolling. I'm rolling. Uh-oh. Come on in. Sit down. Act normal. Oh, I read that book. What does he want? Coffee diva. Sit down. You're blocking the freaking cameras, you nimbus.
I didn't know that it was going
to
be.
Yeah, we're going.
0 to 60.
Yep. It's not 0 to 60. We're never at 0. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Look at this guy. Let's see the stomach. Yeah, take it off. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, that's, oh my God, that's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's really good. Wow, you got a, what is that tattoo?
Oh, don't worry about that. It's my OCD numbers.
I have OCD numbers. What's your OCD numbers?
3 and 9.
Wait, why are they your OCD numbers? You mean as in synchronicity numbers or in I have to do things 3 and 9?
3 and 9 times. I did it so much, my parents thought I was on drugs, and then they sent me to boot camp for the last 2 years of my high school.
Wait a minute. I was just talking about this to the people who aren't listening. You have OCD?
Yeah, I've talked about it, but I you didn't know this about me?
No.
My guidance counselor was like, why is he, sorry, I just got an AIDS.
Oh my God, just don't.
I just got an AIDS test, negative.
Nice. I'd
probably go negative with thumbs up.
You got negative, yeah, negative. Make sure the deaf people know. No AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got an AIDS test. We did it.
Yeah, yeah, everything's okay. I can have sex with dead people, deaf people now, and dead people.
You can always
have been better if I didn't say dead people.
So
my guidance counselor saw me like sitting in chairs 3 and 9 times. Or like going through a doorway.
What do you mean sitting down?
Like in high school, I'd be going like this.
Yeah.
or like walking through a doorway or flicking lights. And then he told my parents during parent-teacher interviews that he thinks I'm on drugs.
Yeah, and then, that makes sense. Because you weren't ugly.
Yeah.
If you were ugly, like I was ugly, so when I was doing weird things, they were like, she's mentally ill. But if you're like an attractive boy doing weird things, they're like, he's on drugs. He's doing really cool drugs that I want. I think that's true.
Was I attractive?
I was tapping things 1,000 times, and they were like, yeah. Fat. Mall goth, she has serious
you are not
issues.
Ugly.
Oh, I was ugly.
Jamie, pull it up.
Who's Jamie? My sister?
That's the Rogan guy.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yeah, you know, you look great. And my guidance counselor told my parents I was on drugs, and I came home from school one day and there's an intervention. They're like, are you on drugs? And I didn't want to tell them that I didn't know what OCD was, and I didn't want to tell them that I thought that if I didn't sit down 3 or 9 times or walk through a doorway 3 or 9 times and have the correct thought, I was worried my face was going to change into a killer I saw on the news. So I said, yes, I am on drugs. And then they sent me to boot camp. I did my last 2 years of high school in boot camp. And when I got there, I had to fight the biggest guy.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm tall, so I had to fight the other tall guy.
Wait, but were the, like, professionals in charge making you do that?
No, the other students.
The other students were like, hey, welcome.
You have to fight this guy now.
Because you're new and that's what we do? Was it, like, a loving thing or was it a...
No.
It was fuck you, bitch. Fight this guy if you want right. to be a part of the...
That, yeah, or...
Did you win?
Just
be honest.
Well, I was like, look, first of all, sir, you're going to have to punch me 3 or 9 times. And
you did not.
No, I didn't.
That would be really, yeah. That's really good.
But I ended up winning off a technicality because first of all, I'd never really been in a fight before. And, but I had like, my basketball coach taught us some boxing.
Nice.
And so I was like, oh, I'll do the thing that I learned like 6 months ago. And it was like working.
Wow.
First I was letting him punch me, but I was,
yeah,
I was
tire
like,
him out, tire
but,
him out.
But I was like blocking it.
Yeah.
And then the whole crowd was like, it was like a room, with like packed with dudes sitting on bunk beds. And, there was like 25 guys,
jail.
25 guys in this room. Yeah. Going like, and then I was like, I was like so surprised because it wasn't hurting because I was blocking it properly. And then I was like, I think wow. I'm going to try to do the punching part. And then I got up and I went and I like jab. I had a decent jab. I guess that's what my basketball coach told me. And I have long arms, you know, and I was very skinny. I was like,
oh, really?
6'3", 6'4".
Edit that out, Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
That's not Harry.
Oh. Okay.
Edit that out.
I thought that would have been a weird name for you.
Nobody can know that.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
Yeah. Edit that out, Harry. Jamie, edit it out. And then, And anyway, so I had very long, skinny arms. I was like probably.
You jab.
6'4", like 130, 40 pounds.
Whoa.
And I was like a ladder with a head on top.
That's crazy.
And I just went, ah! And this little tiny skinny arm got him. And then I was like.
In the lower jaw? Did he get knocked out?
Right in the nose. Right in the kisser.
Oh,
right
my
in the nose,
God.
Not the kisser. And then I was like, whoa. And he's like, I started to water up. And I was like, whoa. And then he was like surprised. And I just went like, I did a combo. I went pop, pop, gah! And then I got him against the locker. And I was feeding him. And then he had to stop because his toe was bleeding. So everyone was like, oh, his toe's bleeding. And I was like, I think he just wanted to get out of there because he wasn't expecting me to be able to.
Wait,
like,
why do you stop if your toe's bleeding?
I don't know. That's what everyone said. Because he was bleeding all over the carpet. We would have gotten in trouble, I think.
You won.
Because it was like a dorm.
Classic. That's some classic shit. That's a real way how a fight goes down when you're that age. It's never good.
No.
It's never satisfying.
No.
It's always like, wait, tee out. I'm my back hurts because my dad said I can't do stuff with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
you're like,
what?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm 15.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
That's cool though.
16.
Did you tell your coach that you were grateful for his?
No, because he was the same guy who told my parents. It was the same guy. I don't know why I used two different, but it was
same guy.
Yeah.
Very influential in your life, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then you had OCD. Did the boot camp help at all with OCD?
Did the boot camp help with OCD? I used to think it was because I worked really hard at it. I mean, first of all, being in a room, sharing a bedroom with four other guys, five total.
You can't be weird.
It helps. I mean, it helps. You can't be weird. People will fight you. That helps.
Yeah.
But also, I remember like digging myself out. I remember digging a hole. It wasn't always bad. It just got worse and worse year by year by year. And I got more and more entrenched in the repetition and adding new repetitions. And it would grow and grow and grow. And I get more and more obsessed. And I was like, if my brain can dig it's a hole, it can dig its way out. So
yeah.
I was like, piece by piece, I'm going to end repetitions. First day, I'm like going to bring back my covers only one time. I'm not going to do it three times when I get up in the morning. One time. And then once I get rid of that, it's gone for the rest of my life. I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
And then when I put my feet on the ground, I'm only going to put my feet on the ground one time. I'm not going to go like I would lift
you
my
did
feet.
Exposure therapy by yourself.
By myself, I think. Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't know. But and then eventually paired it all back. But going through and I for my whole adult life, I thought that I had done it myself. Like I had conquered this thing myself. But going through therapy, I learned that I just got out of my house. My parents' house.
Oh, interesting.
Like it was a very stressful environment. When you grow up in a stressful environment, you attach to OCD because these are things that you can control. Because your world is chaotic.
It's my mom, speaking of which. I have a joke about this that I'm working on now. Maybe you can help me.
Yeah.
Where I go, it's like a really gnarly part of the set where I'm talking about my dad having sex with people near me.
Oh, no.
I know. And it's gnarly. But I say, and
you grew up with two ladies.
And a man. And the ladies fucked a lot, too. Mm. But, just kidding, Mom, love you. Didn't do anything wrong, and I love you. I know you might watch this. But
it's nice that she watches. My mom will never watch anything.
She watches to see who this person is. This, Mom.
Hi,
this
Mom.
Is a... Let's try and impress her. This is a neuroscientist who has a evolutionary biology background and studies the clinical psychology behind neurolinguistic programming. Thanks so much for being with us,
Professor Graham K. Neuroscience linguist, and cobbler.
So cobbler, she would actually love that. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically saying like when you grow up with like neglectful parents, you develop OCD because they don't care, that you have to teach yourself your own rules on how to stay alive. Like your parents are like, go, the line I say right now is like, your parents are like, go, you know, I don't care if you leave for 6 days, here's a blowtorch, right? So you're like, I'm just gonna touch this thing 900 times on the off chance that keeps me alive.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
That's why you had it. Yeah,
but I'm trying to say like, I want it to be more universal, like what you're describing, where it's more like, it's so much chaos that it's like a little kid, because it gets stuck with you forever. Like I still drink a huge thing of water before bed because I'm worried I'll die in my sleep. But that's a little kid's idea.
And the water keeps you alive?
No. Here, you want to hear it?
Yeah. What else are we doing? We're on Rip.
We're on Rip.
Yeah.
And isn't that beautiful?
Who sewed this? Did you sew that?
I did not. This was a professional person.
It's cool. I like it. That wasn't like a who sewed this. I like that it's made. It's handmade.
It's handmade.
I was expecting like, you know, these like horrible graphic plastic things that people get made and unfurl it and it looks like crap. This is like a real thing.
No, my dream is someday when it really takes off, when this podcast really takes off, to go to an awards ceremony with this as like a suit, like a linen suit. Imagine. Wouldn't that be incredible?
What kind of an award? The podcast awards?
You're a big star.
Big star awards.
Big star. I just have to see if this is them telling me.
So the audience doesn't know. But so to them, it just looks like you're just checking your phone for no reason because you're rude during your own podcast.
I told them.
You told the audience.
Before they came in. Okay. I saw a video of Jim Carrey singing I Am the Eggman.
He's really good at it. I saw that one too.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that...
But he's got like a filter on it. I am the Eggman.
But isn't it crazy that like if you were to... I've just always somehow in the back of my head affiliated... Like he is the Eggman.
Ooh, interesting.
You know what I mean to me? Yeah. He is the Eggman.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that that song is so Jim Carrey. Of course he found a way to sing that song. There is no more Jim Carrey of a song. Anyway, so Canadian, just like Graham. So... if I drink the water, here's what happens if I don't drink the water. I drink the water has to be this tall. Nobody can take a sip of it. Nobody takes a sip of it. I have to start over. It's gotten a little out of hand. It's a lot of water. I have to pee a lot at night.
Yeah, you're like my dad.
It's really fucked up.
You're like a 7 year old man.
I know.
Pee all the time.
I know.
My poor
dog is like, not again.
Yeah. He's like, I hold it in.
Dude, she does for like 12 hours.
Yeah. The other day, otherwise you beat her. I know that.
I would never beat her. She's my angel.
That's not what she says.
I will say, the other day, I didn't sleep. I was like stacking up 4 hour nights. And I set my alarm. I set both alarms. And I was like, okay, I'm setting one for 1 p.m. because it's 4 a.m. 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m.
That's 9.5 hours.
That's the latest I can go, okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
good
set
for you.
Yeah.
Hard out. Responsible.
Hard out.
1 p.m.
Need a hard out.
1 p.m.
Yeah.
Like an adult.
Like a freaking grown up. I got stuff to do.
Yes.
I got freaking breakfast to make.
I'm not going to wake up at 1:30 like
That's
a drug
crazy.
Addict. No, no, no.
Woke up 2:30 p.m. Both alarms have been shut off. And I was like, well, I have a dog that's supposed to wake me up. Look under the covers. Fully passed out. 12 hours had
just,
passed.
It just looks like a balloon full of piss.
Yeah. She's just inflating turgid. Just her little paws. But how did she do that? They're not supposed to stay up that late.
She's like you.
Yeah, she's like
she's
me.
Like her mom.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
I go to bed between 2 and 4.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But you wake up at 11. Be honest.
My brother, who has profound autism.
Yes. Profound. Severe.
Yeah. Profound. If you say severe, people who have like autism where they can have like a job, they get angry.
Mm.
My brother can't count. And if he was left alone, he'd die. So,
yeah.
You know, he's one of those.
Yeah.
But he calls me every morning at 10 a.m. And we pretend we're Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street.
Every morning.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
He wakes you up.
Yeah.
What if you
hate it.
Told your parents to set his phone later?
Just set the, just
Cox.
Trick everything?
Yeah, trick everything.
He would not like that because he has a job twice a week where he sets up chairs at a bar before it opens.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not helping them.
I like watching videos of you and your brother because you annoy him.
Yeah.
Relentlessly. You and Mike Racine annoy your autistic brothers.
I can't help it. He gets very annoyed at me.
I like that.
I'll be like, Peter, can you walk? Can you should? Did this morning, I was like, he's like, I got new fish for my fish tank. And I go, okay, did any die? He goes, 11. I go, can you show me the fish tank? And it's just green. I go, buddy, did you wash it? He goes, I washed it this morning. God.
With what?
I go, you got to wash it again.
Yeah.
I don't know
crazy.
What you did.
His
and
him
just,
is.
He's just, all these new fish are swimming in this green world they were just put in.
He lives with your parents?
He lives in semi-assisted living, alone. He's very proud of his apartment.
Really?
Yeah, he's very proud.
And his fish.
And his fish.
And he has somebody come by?
Yeah.
And that person should clean the fish tank.
It's not under his
cleaning
purview.
Fish tanks is so hard.
I know, it's a lot. We shouldn't have bought him a fish tank.
No,
but,
why'd
but
you
got,
do that?
Well, we thought that maybe getting
because the fish die, nobody cares.
A cat would be pretty sad if he screwed that up.
Yeah.
You know?
But,
he needs
but 11 fish is adding up to one cat pretty soon here.
Oh yeah. We got a torso.
Yeah, you got a torso. Yeah. So okay.
But he's usually pretty good. They'll last like 4 months, 6 months. I think he has a couple that have lasted a year. They're hardy.
Yeah. Can you get a hardy? What about plants? Would he like that?
Well,
he likes things with eyeballs.
He's making a lot of algae right now.
Yeah, that's true. There's things. You know what you should get him? Those sucker fish. You got to get them the
suckerfish. Oh, that's
fish.
A good idea.
Listen, those things last forever. We used to have that on the farm. We had a fish tank and nobody fucking cleaned that thing. But we got three of those big suckers and they I think about that every time I give a blowjob.
Oh, that's nice. And that helps you get in the zone, does it?
Well, I think about it with have you ever like no you haven't sucked a dick, but sometimes there'll be a penis that's like
I had to think about it. And then, no, I haven't. So, yeah. I don't know why. I was like, I would have.
Sometimes that'd be you get, feel sucker fishy. Because especially in my mouth, whatever.
Yeah, but it would almost be more sucker fishy on a woman because you have to suck on the
But I don't do that.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're seeing a new lady with a vagina?
Not really.
Oh, we don't talk about personal things?
I mean, it's a podcast.
You're such a baby. Can I put your little hat on?
Yeah, put my little hat on. Thanks. I don't know. I think it would look good
with my little fisherman.
I'm not really seeing anybody. You do look good in a hat on.
Thank you.
You look like you're on the Steve Zissou Explorer movie.
What is that?
It's a Wes Anderson movie with
I hate Wes Anderson.
Yeah. Well, anyway. You look like you are on an employee on a vessel.
Millennial dock worker.
Yeah, yeah. It's the all red then the blue.
That's what me and Harry, my editor, call the guys who dress like this. You, millennial dock workers.
I'm 100% millennial dock worker. Yeah. I look like one. I have a pea coat I wear.
Yeah.
Paddington Bear. It's
does work.
I love the look.
Yeah.
I wear docks. I wear rolled up cuffed jeans.
Same.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I look crazy. I'm not going to say I don't look crazy.
You have good style.
It's a lot of dock work. I just like it. I like the way it looks. It's warm.
It is warm.
It's hard to look stylish in the winter, and it's one of the ways you can do it.
I'm a little bummed about the winter leaving. I'll admit that.
Really?
Well, I like the sunshine, but I would love just a cold, sunny. Yeah, I'm not ready for tank tops.
It's a cold, sunny day right now.
I like that. Yeah. That's what I like. I like snot. Ugh. Like a little bit of snot. I like that's cute.
No.
A little bit of snot.
No, I'm from Ottawa, and I just grew up with frozen snot. Just looking at a woman I used to be attracted to with frozen snot. And
I like that. Like, yeah. I think in the Titanic, when he's frozen to death, I think that's when he's at his hottest.
Let's unpack that.
It's because he's quiet.
It's because he's dead and quiet. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect man.
Perfect man. Yeah. Dead, yeah. Quiet,
he can't hurt me.
Sacrificing the door.
Yeah. Sacrificing.
You got to sacrifice the door.
Yeah.
But you sacrificed the door today. You got STD checked for a lady. That's great.
I did. Yep.
And they took blood.
Took blood.
No. Don't show. I faint.
Took blood, no AIDS. I'll find out if I have other stuff, but I don't think I do.
Thank you.
You're going to be shocked at how thick they are.
I'm not shocked. How old are you? Are you 54?
You look... That looks good, but
I can't see.
You do look like you're missing in a cartoon.
How come you don't look like that? It's the red.
I don't have the red.
The red really does it.
Yeah, you have to offset my look with other things.
With normal things.
Yeah.
I like doing the
Those
full
glasses
frontal.
Suit you, though.
I can't see what I look like because they're
you know
so
what they,
thick.
They highlight your cheekbones.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I've been everybody's been telling me about Botox recently.
Who the fuck? Why do you need Botox for?
I don't need it, but people have been... Oh, they all have it.
How's my hair doing?
It's doing great. You have impeccable hair. The widow's peak is really good.
It's really popping. Should I shave my head? Am I losing my hair?
Are you? Let me see. Is it thinning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's thinning a little bit. No, but I don't think yet. I'll tell you when.
Okay.
It's not patchy.
Yeah, I can't have patchy.
That's so scary.
I know.
Have you taken, Jack was getting thinning hair. Remember Jack?
Yeah, yeah.
And he took Hims and it all is thick.
Yeah, I do the pills to keep it.
Yes.
But I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's just a bad angle. Maybe these lights are just crushing me.
I hate the lights crushing me as well.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Like when you have thinner hair, you don't want...
I don't know anything about that.
No, you...
When I did the photo shoot
got great hair. Wow.
When I did the photo shoot the other day, the hair and makeup people were taking pictures of my hair and asking me how I did it. And I said, here's how I do. Eye shampoo and conditioner. And they said...
Did you don't do anything else? How does it get all wavy?
It just is like that. My mom did that.
Having two gay moms, eh?
My mom has
come out,
hair.
Hair comes out sideways.
Yeah. I made my mom get a shag. So cool. She looks like a rock star.
Oh, like a mullet shag?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Ideal. Because yeah. she's been doing the old lady haircut, and then we were in there with my other mom who's a hairstylist, and I was like, give it a shag. And she like shagged it, and I was like, more.
She
my mom was
it?
Like, I don't fucking care, do it. And I was like, more. And now it's so good. And it's really, I'm very proud of it. We
does
have
it
a,
look good? Does she like it?
She loves it. Me and my mom have gender stuff. I mean, my mom, we just have to look a little bit masculine in order to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. But we also don't know how to get what we want. Like, we don't know how to look the way that we want to look. Because mm-hmm. everybody else is like, here, I'll give you a beautiful princess thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it. So, because nobody can know because it's a secret.
Mm-hmm. So you're like a straight gay guy, huh?
I don't think a straight gay guy. It's more like it's the where I come from in Ithaca and in Canada.
Oh, you're just a lady. Yeah.
You're just a lady, dude. Yeah. And like in Canada, I feel that way too. But in New York, it's so different. Luckily, New York is better.
Well, Canada's big. You mean like rural Canada? In Montreal, women. Well, some women dress like that, but...
But you know how, yeah. like, Williamsburg poor rich women will dress like boys a little bit and it's cool?
Yes.
It's like, if I had enough money, I would be fine, but instead I just wear carpentry clothes. You know what I mean? Like, I have to get to the next level of... I have to get, like, fancy men's clothes and then I can not look a lesbian and I'll just look rich. Does that make sense?
Yes, but you don't need a lot of money to look cool. It's like...
Well, I don't know how to do whatever that is.
Yeah. But that's fine, though, if you don't. Do you want to look like that?
I would like to not look gay, but just look fancy masculine.
Got it.
Which I think is possible. Well, I've seen people do it.
Why don't you ask?
What's her name in MLS Kids?
Pat.
No. Oh, our good friend Pat.
Our good friend Pat. Pat Bertrand?
Well, Woody.
No.
Allen. Mm-hmm. Woody Allen, famous Manhattan. What's the movie with what's her face in it?
Yeah, the what's the author's daughter? Who's the guy who shot himself? The famous American author, Man in the Sea.
Hemingway?
Hemingway, Muriel Hemingway.
No, the woman that's famous that's in every Woody Allen movie.
Oh, her.
Her is what I'm going for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Joe Diane, and Twister. Diane Keaton. Yes, yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah, we'll just get a collared shirt and button it up and wear a brooch.
I know, but I don't know how to do all that.
Why don't you get one of these gals at the cellar who dress like that and ask them?
Who?
I don't know.
None of them do. We all dress poor. Casey Shore Nima, good style.
Yeah.
But none of the other females.
She dresses kind of like a boy, but yeah. like in like a cool boy.
I know, she's so skinny you can pull it off. You really have to be waify.
She's got, yeah, the big droopy shirt. And
yeah, droopy.
But you know, Billie Eilish dresses like that.
Yeah, like she dresses
and
like
and
a
she has similar.
Can you say
certainly not.
Oh, okay.
But she has the same body as you.
No, type. She has big ass tits.
She got big old cans, yeah.
Big cans.
I seen them once. Whew.
What?
I seen them once, I said. I seen him once.
Wait, do you have any OCD tics now?
Yeah, I always describe it as like I'm an alcoholic, but I'm sober. Like sometimes when I'm tired, it comes back, or I have the urge to do it.
I had it today. Got stuck in a bad loop. Couldn't get out. Had to hang up. Trying to get somebody to say something the way I wanted them to say it. You ever have that?
No.
Me neither.
What were we trying to get him to say?
It was just a loop. Like, I was like, did you see the set? Did you like the set? And he was like, yeah, it was good. And I was like, but what, did you actually like it? Or are you just saying that? And he was like, I said it was good. I thought it was good. And I'm like, yeah, but are you just saying? And he was like, dude. And I was like, I'm looping. And I was like, I'll call you back in a few hours.
Yeah, it's good to know I'm looping. And that's good. That
yes.
means you're working on it.
I am loop.
Yeah,
city.
But what did you want them to say?
It was amazing. You did so well. I was blown away.
That's not looping. That's being a narcissist.
Okay, I didn't want them to say all that, but I wanted them to be like, I really seriously think that it was really good. And I'm not just saying that.
Because it's the order, or that's what you wanted to hear because it would make you feel good?
The dry one here made me feel good.
Yeah, that's not looping.
No, it is looping. Because
looping would be like, I need you to end on a vowel.
No, because looping can be like,
or my family will
die. If he doesn't think I'm good, I am bad. That's the loop. If he doesn't, which is an insane loop. It's like if my mom sees me perform, she has to think it's good or else I'm bad at comedy, which is not the case. She might just not like it. But
she's
like,
a carpenter from Albany.
From Ithaca, Albany. Don't ever say that again.
Ithaca.
And she's the smartest carpenter in the world.
I'm sure she is.
And she is very particular about comedy. Very. Mm-hmm. You know who her favorite comedian is?
Graham K.
That's right. No, it's Louis C.K. And but she really likes Ari Shaffir.
Interesting.
Some highbrow shit. Ari's cool because he's highbrow, but then he also poops on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also a huge fan of your work. Now.
Oh, yeah. Well, she knows my credentials. He's a neuroscientist, a cobbler.
He's a goalie for hockey. Had a Misfits face painted on his helmet.
Yep. And
she's a hockey player.
My hips are in shambles.
Oh, yeah. How did your
hip surgery go a year ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was checking in the whole time.
You were great.
But how is it now?
It's okay. It's better. A little bit better.
Is it still hurt?
Sometimes, yeah, it still hurt. Doesn't feel right. It'll never feel right. But I can jog now.
You can jog?
Yeah.
With your big ass?
I jog for the first time in 5 years. Yeah, it doesn't look good.
You're so tall. Can you not jog? Can you go to SoulCycle with me instead?
Okay.
Is that too much rotation?
Oh, no, it's good. It's actually really good for me biking. Yeah.
Come with me and Caitlin. We go all the time.
Yeah, Caitlin who?
Palufo.
Yeah, let's go.
I love it.
I would love to go to SoulCycle with you guys.
And they go, you can do it. And they go, why not? Why not push this final time?
I would be laughing, but I will do it.
Yeah, we're laughing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Can
I go with you guys? It sounds like fun.
It's so fun.
Also, I feel like there's babes everywhere there.
So many babes. They love to see men.
I love
they
babes.
They drool for men. Yes. I'll invite you every time.
I'll get that powder that goes in your hair so they won't see that I'm balding, and then
you're not balding.
I'll just rip it up.
You have beautiful hair.
I'll sweat and they'll go down like Ricky Giuliani. Ricky Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani.
Dude, people be wearing that powdery stuff.
Dude, yeah. It works.
It's crazy.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The first time I found out, this is how I found out like years ago that my hair was thinning before I took the pills to stop it from falling out. I was in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, no big deal. And hair and makeup person was like hot and cool, and I thought there was a rapport.
You're a sex addict.
And I am not. I was single. And I don't like that I just came from an STD clinic. It's a yearly routine checkup.
You love ladies so much. You're a ladies man.
I am not.
You
I'm gay.
You love ladies.
I'm gay.
You always have some lady. You're a lady boy.
I want to settle down, but I travel too much, and then they don't like it, and they break up with me.
That's not true. You break up with them. I have been around for it.
Who?
Starburst.
Right. You agreed with that one.
I agreed with that one, and I agreed with the one right before that.
Mm-hmm.
I have agreed. I always think you should break. I think every man that's in my life should break up with the woman that they're with so that we can be closer and they can get alienated from the other women. That's what I like. So.
Anyway, so I was like, okay, I'm going to just go for it. And I was like, hey, do you want to hang out sometime after this? And then the director came up immediately.
Oh, God.
And was like, we're getting a lot of sheen from here. Can you take care of his thinning hair? And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, I got that. And she put the powder in my hair. And then she goes, my boyfriend owns a bar. We can go to it. And I went, nah, I'm going to kill myself. I'll be fine.
That's crazy.
I'll just bring my powder to your boyfriend's bar.
That's worst case scenario. That's the good Lord telling you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't hit on people who are at their jobs.
100%.
If she's touching your face, she's at work. She's not trying to be intimate.
Right. And I respect that. And you're right. And
I
felt there was a rapport and I was wrong.
Where'd you meet STD girl? Sorry for calling her that. Where'd you meet the girl who politely asked you to go to the clinic to double check? We don't talk about it? Say nothing. Hold the book up. Hold the book up. Hold the book up.
Houston. Oh yeah. Say. Texas.
Really good book.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Ismail Lutfi, shout out, told me to read that book. It's a great book. I thought I would move through it quicker, but I didn't. You know what you should read?
Same.
Did you watch Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yes.
Movie?
Yes.
Fine.
Made
book?
Me so sad.
Incredible.
I can't go through that again.
No, the book is incredible. It's a Western whodunit cowboy story.
But I know whodunit now.
I know. They fucked up.
It made me sad. And I read the People's History of America.
You read Howard Zinn?
I got through it.
Yeah.
It took me like 4 years, but I did it.
We had to read
like
a page a day. That was our whole Bible in my hippie school.
Really?
The only book, textbook we had was Howard Zinn. It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah.
And so, you know, I know all the bad things. And
that's good.
And it, just to see it was tough again, you know?
Wait, what'd you see? Oh, yeah.
Blow up all the native people.
The book is the best book I've ever read, though.
And really?
It's the best book. It's my favorite book of all time. Huh. Because you're like, oh, my God. And the Jesse Plemons, the guy who he plays in the movie, in the book, is like the coolest motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it does his whole history. You should read it.
That guy really existed. Isn't that cool?
It's so cool.
And back then?
It was when they were moving from cowboy.
They would have called him woke.
They would have called him woke.
For trying to stop native people from being blown up.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was when they were going from police to cowboy.
Yeah.
That went from cowboy to policeman.
Yeah.
So he was a hybrid.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. I always find like that era, like late 20s, 1920s.
Yeah.
They say the Wild West ended in the 30s in the Great Depression. But like that era, it's like people who were 45.
Yeah.
When they were 20, it was cowboy times.
It was cowboy times.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I just bought a house upstate and there's a hitching post outside of it. A hitching post where people would be like, time to pull into the driveway.
You bought a place upstate?
I did.
Let's go.
Thank you so much. It's quite small, but it's brick. And it's
Is it by your mom's house in Albany?
Yeah. No. Albany is the armpit of New York and we don't talk about that.
Got her.
Ithaca, New
York.
You
got Graham slammed. Admit it.
Oh, Graham slammed.
You got Graham slammed.
I really like the term Graham slammed and I'm proud of you for saying it. We have limited minutes here. I'm really glad that you brought up the OCD. What do you still have now? I'll tell you my water one. This is what happens.
You already told me the water
one. No, I didn't. If I don't drink the whole thing, I'll die in my sleep. Then I die in my sleep. I wake up. Graham calls. Graham goes, hey, we just have this big opportunity for you. I go, I can't even accept this opportunity because I think I died last night and I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
So I'm not even able to process things or be happy about them because I think I'm dead. So I drink the water.
There must be big movie breaks in heaven.
I know. There's only movie breaks in heaven. That's the problem.
So you don't earn it.
You don't earn it. And I know what you're thinking. If life's a simulation, who cares? You're in the simulation, but I care. Anyway, what's yours?
Oh,
That
if I don't, touch things or, you know, and I have a pure thought on my third, on the first time I walk through it, thinking of like somebody I want to be, I aspire to be. And if I think of somebody bad as I walk through the doorway or sit down,
yes.
I have to think of the good. I have to step back and do it two more times or sit down two more times and think of the good person because two outweighs the first painted one. And if on the third time I do it, then I have to do nine because the two groups of three will outweigh the first tainted one.
Yes. I know exactly what you're saying. It all adds up.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. If I'm in a gas station and I look at the mirror, and I think that I look good and I walk out, then I'm vain and I'm going to be a vain, bad person. I have to go back until I think I look ugly.
Yeah.
And then I can leave because that means I'm not a vain person and I don't like myself.
I do the exact same thing. I make a silly – if I check myself out in the mirror, I have to make a really silly, goofy face because then I can't imagine a comedian that I respect ever going like – and then walking away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah. And people next to you are like, Jesus Christ.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah. That's a backwards. That's how you jerk them off backwards. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you go goofy stuff.
Yeah, I'm straight. I don't know how to do that.
what even is this?
I'm so straight.
I have those all the time. I used to get stuck at sidewalks and I would have to cross over a million times or else something bad would happen to my family.
Just watching you. Just picturing you dressed like this.
Yeah.
Circling.
Going back. I would have to call and I would go back and then my friends would go so far ahead of me and they would just leave and I'd be stuck. And then me and my friend Brianna, still my best friend, hung out with her last night, developed the word sugar plum. And she was like, if I say sugar plum, you can cross over it. And it's the magic word. And for some reason, the OCD just took to that.
Oh, no.
And was like, no, it accepted it so she could just say it. So I would call her when I was stuck and she'd go sugar plum and then just hang up so I could walk. But then my OCD chose her as a contaminant. So we had to stop being friends for a year because she was contaminated and it really was a painful thing.
Wow, that sucks.
It always chooses the thing that you love the most.
That sucks. Yeah. You need a lot of help.
But now it's pretty much okay. Are they mad at me? All right, I have to go do this thing. But do you have any final words?
Am I going to die? What the hell is that? I don't like that at all. Take that back. You know I can't handle that.
Sorry. Do you have any final words for this podcast in this room on this particular time?
Thank you for having me, and I think it was only 5 minutes, but
no, it was really good. That was a good 45.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, it's my fault.
It's okay. That happens a lot. It happened with Emma Willman too. We do it all the time. It's touch and go around here. Really roughshod.
Yeah.
Roughshod.
Yeah, that's a good word.
I love that term.
Yeah, it's fun.
What is roughshod?
I think it's just slapped together, not a lot of attention to detail. You know, like a shelf that's going to fall apart.
Roughshod. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I also like bric-a-brac. You ever heard
that
one?
Oh, I like bric-a-brac. That's fun. Boy, that's just
howdy.
Fun to say.
Did they put that in a lot of old-timey books, huh? And all the bric-a-brac. My house is full of bric-a-brac.
Oh, man.
Tons of it. Do you know what bric-a-brac is?
My grandma got trapped under a bunch of bric-a-brac.
Never came back. Broke my grandmother's back to bric-a-brac.
Bric-a-brac.
Just kidding. She's alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You got a grandma still alive?
No. Do you?
No.
Good. Fuck them.
Everyone died when I was like 7 in the big bric-a-brac fall of 92.
Okay. You got any plugs?
Oh, yeah. Hey, folks. Look, I need you to follow me on Instagram, and I need you to follow me on YouTube. It would help me a lot. My agent says that I'll never get a Netflix special unless I have 100,000 followers on Instagram. I am 80,000 short. I need each and every one of you to get on there. All right. It's Mr. Graham K. Graham is spelled like the cracker, and then K-A-Y. K like the jeweler. Graham like the cracker. K like the jeweler.
And you can't have Instagram K?
I did have Instagram K, and I got off it. I gave it up because no one understood it. I was like, an Instagram. And then they'd spell it like Graham. I'm like, no, it's like Graham. G-R-A, like the cracker. It was just like too much. It was too confusing for everybody.
It's so perfect, though.
I know.
And when you search Graham K, you want it to come up, and Insta isn't it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then follow me on YouTube, YouTube/ Graham K comedy. Also, I'm going to be doing, I just found out today, I'm going to be doing a month-long run of my one-man comedy show called Woo! Pete and Me at the Soho Playhouse, off-Broadway, New York City.
So good.
All of July. It's a Pete and Me, a non-depressing look at autism and family. It's about my brother, Pete, and I taking care of him and everything.
Dude, it's sick. I saw some of it at the Cellar when you were running it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's so funny.
Thanks.
It blew my mind. I was very moved by it.
Oh, thanks.
Not moved by it in a sad way, but I was moved by the fact that you could make it so funny, and it was a serious topic.
Thanks.
Which
took
is my
me a
favorite
long,
thing.
Long time of comedy to figure that out.
If you guys like me, where you like fucked up shit being funny, follow Graham.
You're the best.
You're the best.